Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Did I sound like Delilah a little bit there?
I've never heard her.
I sent you a video of her.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. At this point, I just refuse.
That is hurtful. I sent you a video?
She did, and I even watched that TikTok video, and I don't watch a lot of them.
It's okay, because I know that about you. It still is hurtful.
I uninstalled TikTok off my phone.
What is your big beef a bit about TikTok?
Did, like, it honestly ruin your life?
Hurt you? I can still watch him if he sent them to me. I just don't have the app anymore on my phone.
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Did you become unproductive and you had to take TikTok away?
I never was on it, which is why I took it off.
Yes, you were. You and Sarah were on it before I ever was, and I refused, okay. And then I got on it.
Years ago. I meant recently. I recently uninstalled it because I was not on it anymore.
It's not a flex, Lindsay.
The judgment that I'm getting from the two of you. Do you guys want to take a best friend quiz?
Yes.
Okay. I like quizzes. Oh, I'm nervous.
Okay. We're going to answer these questions
together
about Boydston first.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I will ace this. Am I answering my own questions?
You are not.
You sit in silence.
And then, I am Sweden.
How would we describe Boydston's style? What did she say? I missed her. It must have been really good.
She said, I am Sweden.
I heard that.
Switzerland. You're supposed to be Switzerland.
Yes, Switzerland is the neutral. But you can be Sweden if you want to be.
Sweden.
You be whoever you want to be.
Norway is what I want to be.
You be whoever you want.
I am Norway. Got it.
That was hilarious.
Okay. What is Boydston's style? Extremely casual, very extra, vintage, country, eclectic, or goth?
Casual.
Yes.
Samesies.
That's what I would confirmed. Say as well.
Yes, I will agree.
We're going to see how well we know you. Question number two. What is her biggest goal? Lucrative career, creative fulfillment, having kids, or having fun and chilling as much as possible?
I'll tell you which one is not.
I know which one is not.
I'm going to go with having fun.
I want to say having to be fun and chilling as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yes. We've reached that stage in our lives. Does your friend have a hidden talent?
Okay, yeah.
Is it something artistic? Something musical? Cooking? Sports?
She laughed.
Why are you laughing? I'm probably the most athletic out of anybody.
Rude. Yes, they have another physical talent that isn't sports, like juggling.
Okay, but...
Or no, they have no secret talent.
It's an artistic talent.
Here's the plot twist. I have a talent that I'm going to show you at Garnett.
Well, I can't judge you on it because I've asked you to show it several times.
We're going
to
say artistic.
It's your poetry. You're an artist.
You're both wrong. It's musical talent.
I wheezed like you.
Was that funny? I'm artistic. Currently, I'm not.
You are. I would love to hear more poems.
Roses are red. You guys are dicks.
That's a terrible poem. It doesn't fuck even rhyme.
I am an artiste.
What is your friend most insecure about?
Oh, lots of things.
Do you have time?
All the above?
Their voice? Their grades?
No.
We'll say, like, your success at your job for that. Their looks? Their family? Their clothes? Or something else?
Something else. It's else. Weather.
It's natural disasters.
All of the above.
Also insecure about my job, and
but the most insecure about natural natty D's
and my clothes. Walking into work,
you just call them natty D's.
They are though. They're natty D's.
Natty lights.
They're natty D's. I walked into work today with a wrinkly shirt, and I was like, I bet everybody is looking at me.
They were.
Remember when you they're walked in with your house it. Slippers?
I did that last week. Again.
What is wrong with you?
They're just so comfy.
Okay.
I don't blame her. What is your best friend's best quality?
Oh.
Their sense of humor, their kindness, their ambition, their chill vibe, their talent.
I don't know why you're laughing at either of those things.
Their generosity.
I am very talented.
The sense of humor.
I'm laughing at the chill vibe.
You're so chill.
I'm going to say their sense of humor.
Okay.
What would be your friend's dream vacation?
Ooh, please go on.
Somewhere warm with a nice beach, somewhere with good food, a European trip visiting as many countries as possible, or a trip to an exciting city like Tokyo?
All the above?
I want to say somewhere with great food.
Or a beach.
Or a beach. I would say a beach or great food.
Haunted location?
I mean, that's not on there.
European trip.
I would like to visit a lot of places in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With great food and beaches.
You would like all the above. Come on. If your friend had to watch one of these shows from start to finish, which would they pick? Mm. The Office, Riverdale, Breaking Bad, Naruto, Gilmore Girls, or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
That's either Wednesday or The Office. Yeah, I mean, none of your favorite shows are on here. Like Bob's Burger would be your show.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
He has multiple burgers.
Have you watched Breaking Bad?
You've never seen Breaking Bad.
So I watched the first episode. It's sad.
It's sad. You wouldn't want to watch it.
I wouldn't watch it.
You don't seem like a Riverdale kind of person.
I liked Riverdale, actually.
I'm sorry. What are these Archie comics to you?
Okay, but do you watch the show?
I watched the first season, but then I'm sad because that one guy died.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it.
And so I don't want to be sad. So
you watch Gilmore Girls.
I didn't love it.
My mom is obsessed with that show.
Big Bang Theory is not on here. That would be yours.
That's why I said Wednesday.
Have you seen Wednesday?
You've seen Wednesday.
I've seen it.
I've seen it. I would choose The Office out of that list.
Yeah. Okay.
Office is great.
Bam. What is your ideal weekend activity? Ghost hunting's not on here, okay?
Okay.
Reading a book, hiking in nature, shopping, yeah. or going to a movie or concert?
Ideal activity?
That one's
ideal
easy activity. For me, but okay.
Reading a book.
I would say going to a movie or concert.
Or hiking.
Hiking in nature.
You like to go on bike rides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your friend's favorite type of music? Pop?
Ooh. Pop.
Indie?
Taylor Swift.
Rap? Country? Dance? Or something else?
Taylor's all of the above.
I mean, yeah, Taylor. We're going to say pop because Taylor.
Pop, rock, dancing,
pop.
Rap.
Pop music.
What color do you associate the most with your friend?
Black.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Is that an option?
It is. Boydson, guess what? You are a dreamer.
Oh,
you're imaginative.
Of terrible things.
You are optimistic. And you are very creative.
Okay. It's the artistic answer that we told him you were a poet. And they were like, she's a dreamer.
Should have gone with musical.
Should have gone with it. Missed opportunity.
Okay.
Thought we would do a little personality quiz there for Boydson.
Thank you.
That was fun.
I love that.
I like how it was just for you.
You want me to do one for you? Because I can pick out all of your answers as well. No,
thank you.
No, I'm going to do it for you now. I didn't think we'd have time, but we can cut it out.
We'll do it, but we want to glue it in.
All right, Boydson, help me answer the questions for Sarah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we'll just a reminder really quick, because we went to the Taylor Swift dance party, and then something happened, and Lindsay goes, oh, you are way past that age. You can't do that anymore.
What?
Yes, you did. And I was like,
when did I say
you
that?
You gave me a big hug, and you laughed, and I was like, okay.
I don't remember that.
It was, it'll come to me.
How would we describe Sarah's style? I'm going to also say extremely casual.
Extra.
Very extra casual. We are all casual, let's be honest.
Casual.
Okay. Leggings and t-shirts.
Yes.
What is her biggest goal? A lucrative career?
No.
Creative fulfillment? Mm-hmm. Having kids? Or having fun and chilling as much as possible?
Fun and chilling.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I feel like it's also like our life stage right now.
I would like to relax, please.
Just like to relax and have fun.
I've been moving, and I'd like to stop.
That's very true.
Does she have a hidden talent?
Oh, yeah. It's a musical.
I was going to say musical as well.
Oh, thank you. Not poetry?
No.
Stop trying to take her talent.
Right. That's yours. I told you, my talent is musical. You just don't know it yet.
Okay. That's fair.
What is she most insecure about? Her voice? Her grades? I'll say career. How are your grades, Sarah?
Great. She's not insecure about her career.
Her looks, her family, her clothes, or something else?
Something else.
What is
insecure
her...
about my ankles. You forgot.
I didn't know that. What is her best quality? Her sense of humor, her kindness, her ambition, her chill vibe, her talent?
I always laugh.
It's such a weird thing. I don't have a chill vibe.
I like sense of humor and chill vibe.
I was going to say kindness.
All the above.
You don't work with her.
No, because she finds a friend in everybody and talks to everybody.
Except for at work.
All right, what are we going to do? Sense of humor? We're doing sense of humor. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we know where Sarah wants to go for a vacation. She wants to go to Europe and visit as many countries as possible.
That's true.
And her show is going to be The Office. Her ideal weekend activity?
Nothing.
Going to a movie or concert, shopping, hiking in nature, or reading a book.
Oh, that's okay. Concert, I guess, would be number two.
Yeah.
Nothing or concert.
Yeah.
Nothing would be ideal.
Favorite type of music, we're going to say pop.
Pop.
Because of Taylor. And what color do we associate with her?
Okay, this might This might be different. I don't know.
Purple.
So there's two color purples here. There's like a lavender and a dark purple.
That's not lavender, but I'll choose the lighter one.
The lighter one? Okay. I was going to say like the teal one. She's also a dreamer.
Oh my God, I'm shocked.
Twins.
I thought yours is going to be the same. Probably could be.
We want enclosures anyway, so it's fine.
Do you guys want to take a quiz about me?
No, no. We won't have time and we won't include it anyways. You're past the age.
Stop it. You're not past the age.
I forget what it was. It was something remember. I was very clearly past the age, but you called me out on it.
We were like, all past the age for being at the Taylor Swift concert.
No, we weren't.
The,
concert,
the bar.
Absolutely not. There were people of all ages there. Did you see those women up in the wings?
I did see
like
that older woman. Yeah, I saw her.
Yes.
I forgot. You're right. I did see her. All right.
Okay, proceed. I want to hear your story.
Okay. I've got some true crime for y'all.
True crime. Oh, that did not sound good.
We went in a minor pitch.
Okay, I'm going to go low.
Are we going to do it again? Right? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
True crime. No, I didn't like that either. I'm just going to go neutral.
Okay. Okay. Third time.
True crime.
I think it's me.
Sure. Can you just say it like normal?
No, we said you had the musical ability. Remember?
All right,
True crime.
You know, I just don't think we sound good together.
We did a
true at the end. Crime. She was just like,
we need a beginning note.
We all three did different notes.
It's not the beginning, it's the crime that
I'm gonna stay on the same note.
Just monotone. Yep.
Fifth time.
Ready?
True crime. I think it's getting worse.
I stayed on the same note.
That was good. Okay, I won't laugh this time. Okay.
Sixth Ready? Time.
True crime.
It ain't it. I don't know what's happening tonight.
It felt better.
Okay, you guys do it together.
No, this is my true crime story. Okay. Pulled together.
All right, I'm together.
I'm pulled.
We are going.
Yep.
It took a second to compute my brain.
I am pulled.
All right, we're going to April 8th, 1992.
That's the day after my birthday, when I was
not 1992. That's true. So the day after Boydson's third birthday.
I was 3 years and 1 day old.
Adorable.
Probably in my my tracksuit.
In my diaper.
Britney Spears.
Wearing a three. My pigtails.
Fucking tracksuit.
What were you wearing?
Juicy?
She was in her Oshkosh Bagosh.
Your juicy tracksuit.
It was like windbreaker pants and like top.
Yes.
I had one.
What were the words juicy written on the button?
Paris.
The velvet. The velvet tracksuit.
I don't know where tracksuit came from.
Velour. Either.
It's like a windbreaker or whatever. I bet you look
were you
so
running?
Fashionable.
Fast?
So fast.
Like you the can, wind.
You could hear it.
You could hear it as it moved with you.
I'm sure it was adorable.
I'm sure you looked great.
So stupid.
You were wearing overalls, probably.
Ew.
Don't ew. That's what we all wore in the 90s.
Ew.
I don't like overalls.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I was in overalls because
yes,
I was
10 too.
At that age. So,
hello. I'm Michelle, the host of Haunted Moonlight. If you enjoy spooky things like hauntings, aliens, cryptids, witches, rituals, movies, books, listener tales, and so much more, then come take a listen to Haunted Moonlight. New episodes drop every Sunday and are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, and iHeartRadio. Can't wait to keep it spooky with you.
All right, so 26-year-old Payless shoe source manager. Oh. Remember Payless?
Yes.
Smell of Payless?
Yes. Yes. Smells like tires a little bit.
Leather.
Yeah.
Fake leather, probably, but
leather. Leather.
Do you ever put your shoes on and just see how fast you could run in them?
There. So fast. You always see me go to the door and
faster.
Back?
at Payless.
You'd be like, I just did it.
You just walk the aisles like you're a catwalk. You're like, yeah, look at and these shoes.
Tiny mirrors that were slanted on the yes. little.
And looking at your feet in them, and your mom's like, walk for me one more time. You're like, okay, mom.
No, but I wouldn't do it because I didn't want people to look at me.
Of course not.
I did.
I would stealthily like look at my shoes in the little slant mirrors. Yeah. But then I'd be like, okay, these are good. Take them off.
No more attention drawn to me, mom. Even though I'm wearing a tracksuit.
You made noises wherever you went. How do you expect it to blend in? You swooshed.
Oh, man. We are never going to be able to get serious for this story. Somebody died at Payless.
Oh,
okay.
My God. Okay.
Oh, they died. I'm okay.
So sorry.
26-year-old Payless shoe source manager Robin Fuldauer was found murdered in a storage room in the back of her store in broad daylight in Indianapolis, Indiana. Her body was discovered around 3 p.m., with investigators putting her time of death at around 1:30 in the afternoon. Broad daylight. Less than $100 had been stolen from the cash register.
This feels personal.
Thank you.
Keith, are you there?
Is that you?
Flattered. Thank you.
April 11th, 3 days later. Patricia Smith, age 23, and Patricia Majors, age 32, were found murdered at La Bride de Elegance bridal shop in Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas?
Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, wow.
Majors was the owner of the store, and the store closed at 6 p.m., but they had stayed open late to assist a male customer who was coming by. Sometime for after 6.
Bridal gown?
He was getting like a.
Okay,
he was,
we don't judge
no,
here.
No, he was getting okay, the. You're right. The Cumberbatch or whatever thing. The Cumber. What's it called? The cover band. The cover band.
Benedict.
He was picking up his Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's a cummerbund.
That's what it's called. You saw my hand motions. It's the thing around the waist for the tuxes. The bright color thingy.
I can't.
It's a scumber patch.
I need tissues.
I didn't write down what it was called because I thought I knew it, but apparently I didn't. It's his cumber thing.
He was picking up his cummerbund.
Now, Benedict, you don't have to be a dick about it. All right, so he was supposed to come by later after 6, so they were staying open for him. So they assumed, police, that, you know, this was the killer, but actually it was not. The actual customer did come by after the murders had taken place and came face to face with the killer. The killer attempted to persuade the customer to come to the back of the store.
He's got candy. But
he was Cumberbatch.
The customer saw that he had a gun and was like, no.
Never mind.
You've no got amount a gun. Of free puppies. We'll get me back there.
So the killer then told him to leave the scene, and he did, and he let him go. He was so terrified, though, that he took an hour to report this to the police, but he was able to provide enough details to complete a composite sketch.
Do you think you'd be able to do a composite sketch?
No, I have a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of questions about how accurate those are sometimes, because a lot of people, when they are recounting like a traumatic event, your memory gets influenced so easily.
Oh, yeah. I'd be terrible.
You can either hyper-focus on it and you'll remember everything, or, like, your brain doesn't remember things and you're filling in the pieces and you don't know what's true, so.
All I know is I'd be very bad.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm that detail-oriented, like, for facial features. All right. So, April 27th, about a week later, Michael McGowan, who was 40, was killed in Sylvia's Ceramics, which was his mother's ceramic store, in I'm going to mispronounce this town, probably Terre Haute, Indiana, around 4 p.m.
Terre Haute?
That's it. Is that it?
I think it is.
Okay. So his wallet and less than $50 were stolen from the store, and there was no witnesses this time. And he was the only man victim that we're going to talk about, which many investigators now believe was a mistake on the killer's part, because he probably assumed Sylvia Ceramics would have a woman working there. And Michael had a ponytail, and he was shot from behind. Aww. While kneeling. So they thought he was mistaken for a woman. All right, May 3rd, a few days later, 24-year-old Nancy Kitzmiller, she was killed while working alone at Boot Village, which was a footwear shop in St. Charles, Missouri. She opened the store at noon and was found dead by customers at 2:30 p.m., so again in broad daylight. She had also been shot execution style from behind in the back of the head, and she was supposed to be off work that day but had come in so her coworker could have the day off instead. Some money was taken from the cash register again, but not very much. And a witness reported that they had seen her with a male customer shortly before her death, which was probably the murderer. May 7th, Sarah Blessing in Raytown, Missouri. She was 37 years old, and she was working in her gift shop called Store of Many Colors. The owner of the video store next door saw a male customer enter the store, heard a loud pop, and then saw him leave. So the owner of this video store, after seeing the man leave, decided to check on Sarah and found her body. A clerk at a nearby grocery store saw the suspect leaving, and he was climbing a hill towards I-70. Can you guess what these all have in common?
It's along I-70.
It is.
Is it the I-70 strangler?
Killer.
This is the I-70 killer. So there's an I-70 strangler.
He shot everybody.
And an I-70 killer. So this is the case of the I-70 killer. We're going to fast forward a few years to what some suspect are also responsible for the I-70 killings. But officially, these are the only killings. So it lasted from April 8th to May 7th, just 1 month.
Oh.
And then he stopped. Or did he?
Or did he?
1993, Texas murders. So this is still 1993, but it is... Oh, wait, no. We fast forwarded a year. Yep. Those were in 1992. My bad. We are now September 1993. So about a year later.
You would be four.
I would be. It's actually September 25th, 1993. So I was a day after my fourth birthday.
Wearing your brand new tracksuit.
My brand new tracksuit.
That's adorable.
Actually, my fourth birthday was an Aladdin party. So I probably had my Aladdin shirt on.
Did you want to meet Jasmine?
I did. She was my favorite.
Yeah, same.
All right. So 51-year-old Mary Ann Glasscock. September 25th, 1993 in Fort Worth. She was shot dead at the Emporium Antiques store where she worked. 22-year-old Amy Vess on November 1st was shot at a dance apparel store in Arlington, which is also outside Dallas. The third victim actually survived, and she's the only surviving victim. Her name was Vicki Webb. She was 35 years old, and she was shot on January 15th, 1994, so... a couple months later, in Houston, and she was at a gift shop.
This could be dumb. Does I-70 go south?
No.
That's what I was thinking, too. I feel like this is
not
the
I-70. How do we veer off of I-70?
That's one of the reasons why they're not attributed to him, but there is another reason that I'll get to. So Vicki Webb, she was shot working at the Alternatives gift shop. She said she talked to the shooter before he shot her in the back of the head. He had her get something from the shelves when she turned around. That's when he shot her. The bullet did not penetrate into her head because she was just has an abnormally large vertebrae, they said. Okay. And so it hit that first. And then like when she fell face down, he turned her over onto her back. And like doctors said that actually it's probably what also saved her. Like the bullet was wedged there, but then it didn't go further because of the pressure.
Weird.
So the bullet to this day is still there. It's lodged between her C2 and her C3.
Scary.
So I watched an interview with her. She says that she doesn't have pain, but she feels as if she is being choked every day. And that is her new normal because that bullet is still there, just putting pressure on her.
It's a really dangerous place for a bullet.
Mm-hmm. She was paralyzed at first and was told she would never walk again. And she relearned how to do everything. Like she's lived a normal life. So the killer did attempt to shoot her a second time when he rolled her over. He put the gun up against her forehead, but his gun misfired.
Oh, God.
And she says she remembers hearing a click, like she was in and out of consciousness, but she heard the click, and she said she heard him laugh, and then he left because he thought she was dead, and she was not. But luckily, nearby store owners, they heard the gunshot, and they found her literally minutes later, which is what saved her life. They got her medical attention pretty quickly.
Yikes.
So reasons why these two are linked, the Texas with the I-70, is because the MO is very similar. The gun was the same caliber. It's a 22. However, a ballistics test determined that the gun used was not the same. So they have never definitively said that this is the same killer. And there is one more case that is possibly tied to the I-70 killer, and that was in 2001. So several years later. And he went back to Terre Haute, and it was a 31-year-old liquor store clerk, Billy Brossman. On November 30th, 2001, he was working alone at the liquor store, which was right off of I-70, and security camera footage showed a white male suspect entering the store, leading him to the back of the store, and then firing a single shot to the back of his head. And this was just 7 blocks away from the earlier murder of Michael McCowan. What's terrifying is that you can see the footage. You can't see the footage of him shooting him because it's in the back of the store, but you see him walk in, lead him to the back of the store, come back out alone, and he does a celebratory dance.
Oh, boy.
Out the door and does not even stop at the cash register.
Okay. Psycho.
Ooh. Psycho. Yeah. They're like, it was a jig. And I was like,
He did a jig. Who jigs?
Nobody dances a jig anymore. He jigged
after he...
That is weird.
All right. So the murders were not considered to be linked at all until a St. Charles detective suspected a connection. So he matched the ballistics of the gun with the prior murders. And like I said, they were all committed with the same firearm. The original I-70 killings, that is. The victims were all petite young women with long dark hair. Aside from Wichita, they were all alone in the store, and they think, like, the Wichita, because they were open late, like, he just didn't think that they would both be there. He thought it would just be the owner. They were all shot execution style in the back of the head. There was never any sign of sexual assaults. Robbery was always a secondary motive. Like, the stores were small businesses, so it's not like they would have a lot of money in the drawer, and he always left money behind as well. And the murders all took place at slow times of the day when the stores were most likely to be deserted, and they were in strip malls all off of I-70. So the I-70 killer was described at the time from this composite sketches as being a young white man in his 20s to 30s, about 5'7" to 5'9", thin, with sandy blonde or reddish hair, and having, quote, lazy eyelids.
Sheesh.
So in 2021, St. Charles, Missouri police, they published an age-progressed version of the composite sketch, which would put him in about 50 to 70 years old today. Bob Cyphers, he's a retired St. Louis reporter. He wrote a book about it called Dead End, Inside the Hunt for the I-70 Serial Killer. And he believes that the murderer is from Indianapolis, where the first case happened, and also because 2 cases were in Indiana as well. Mike Crook, he was one of the homicide detectives in Indianapolis, and he drove the killer's route, like, all the way down to Texas, even, and looked at all the traffic tickets, hotel ledgers, toll booth receipts, anything to look for a name that popped up repeatedly. And at one point, he said they had 71,000 names as suspects.
Oh, boy.
That really helped.
In 2021, they created a task force, and they attempted to run some hair that was found at one of the crime scenes, but it did not match any DNA in the database. Because one of their theories was maybe he stopped so quickly because he got arrested and he's in jail. No, didn't match anything.
I think he died.
That is another strong theory as well, that he died. Because they're like, he just started and stopped in 1 month. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Police believe that this will be solved soon with the help of DNA advancement, and they said they're hoping it will be solved in their lifetime, and they have shell casings, and they're hoping those will reveal something eventually. So on why investigators are hesitant to link the Texas murders to the I-70 killer. So Bob Cyphers elaborated on this in his book, and I'm going to quote him here. The police are split on this 50-50. Mike Crook from the Indianapolis Police Department, he's gone to all the scenes, and he says it has to be him. But it's not the same ballistics. I hate to say this, but I may be a little bit at fault in this. When I was working the story in St. Charles, I became aware through a police source that they had this gun, the Irma Work, which I guess is the type of gun he used, and that they had not released that to the public. I took a pretty strong stance that this was information the public needed to know. I wasn't trying to impede the police investigation. They finally released it. Nobody came forward. The killing stopped. Then the Texas thing happens. And some police feel if we didn't release that information to the public and he kept murdering, we'd have gathered more evidence and we'd have eventually have caught him.
But what if was like, oh, they know what gun I'm using. I need a different one.
That's what he's saying. He's like, I kind of forced police to reveal the gun, reveal that they knew what weapon it was. And the public made aware of it. The killing stopped. And then there was a new gun that was used.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a logical
way to go.
Yeah. And he took ownership. He's like, I may be a little bit at fault. I'm like, sir, you're a lot of bit at fault.
I think so.
Because it's the same caliber gun, but it's a different make of gun. And I'm like, they're all very similar.
It's probably not that hard for them to just switch guns.
Right. If he hadn't revealed it to the public, the killings might have continued. They could have gotten more evidence, mm-hmm. and it might have been the same gun. So the case has been featured on Unsolved Mysteries, America's Most Wanted, Dark Minds, and People Magazine Investigates, but there has been no primary suspect labeled except I do want to say this is different than the I-70 Strangler.
I was going to say, there is another one, though, too.
The I-70 Strangler. So that case involves an unsolved as well, where at least 11 young boys and adult men in Indiana and Ohio. Between June 1980 and October 1991, and he dumped their bodies near I-70. So he didn't kill them off of I-70, but he dumped their bodies like in rivers and banks and stuff along it. But guess who is commonly thought of as the I-70 Strangler? Who? Mr. Herb Baumeister.
Oh, really?
Mr. Fox Hollow Farm.
Sir Fox Hollow?
Sir Fox Hollow Farm that Sarah did a story on way back in the day. So he is commonly thought to be the I-70 Strangler, but it has not been proven. So I thought that was interesting because I-70 runs through Kansas City.
Sure does.
So that is the case of the I-70 killer. Hopefully they will find him, but there's not a lot of evidence left behind.
It's not looking good. I feel like he's passed. Well, thanks for that, Downer. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I mean, are true crimes ever really fun?
No.
It was fun when you said Cumberbatch.
That was fun.
You're welcome for getting the wrong word.
I really appreciate that.
Can we talk about my toddler tracksuit?
All of that. I appreciate.
Can we get matching tracksuits for New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be a little warm. Well, no, it'll be October. So.
October. It might be windy.
Let's not get the wind ones. Let's get like the warm ones.
Excuse me?
The juicy velour ones?
I don't want juicy on my butt, but yeah.
Do you want TTG?
Ooh, T in the crack, G on the other butt cheek.
the line goes into the crack.
Yes, with the T on top.
I might get a different one.
No, you won't. You will be wearing the same
outfit. Boyson's like, no.
TBD.
Will you wear a Cumberbatch?
That is a human.
Will you wear a shirt with his face on it?
Yes, I will do that. I will.
No, but we do have to make t-shirts for New Orleans.
Okay. Like, Grandma's 60th.
What?
Who would that be?
It's turning 60.
I don't know. I just see like vacation shirts that are.
Yes. I was thinking like girls' trip, but okay, Grandma's 60th.
We must do it.
That was really rude.
No, nobody here is 60.
Okay, one of us is closer than the other, but
just by numbers, that's fine.
How else would you be closer?
Age is just a number.
That's right. Sometimes I feel
also my knees
count in years.
She fell down and couldn't get back up. So
facts.
Lindsay technically qualifies for a life alert.
Hey, birthday gift
that
idea.
Is so rude. If you give me a life alert, I swear. Friendship over.
She had fallen and she could not get up.
That's why you were there.
If you had a windsuit on, you could.
Probably wouldn't have fallen to begin with.
You would have heard me falling with the windsuit. Warmed
up. You just slide and get back up.
Your muscles would have been nice and warm in that tracksuit.
Duh. I hate you all. Duh. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in this week to our true crime episode. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and we
really does help.
We really do help. It really does help.
And we help. All right, guys, thanks so much. We'll catch you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.